you know what? If you watch the Golden Globe Awards, then I don't need to tell you anything because it was identical. Jeff Bridges won for Best Actor in Crazy Heart. Very well deserved. I watched it last night. Sandra Bullock named Best Actress for Blindside. Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds were named Best Ensemble because the SAGs don't have Best Picture. It's all about the actors.
That's right.
Christoph Waltz, Best Supporting Actor. Monique, Best Supporting Actress, of course, for her role in Precious. Other winners, just like the Golden Globes, it was Drew Barrymore, Kevin Bacon, Michael C. Hall, Juliana Margulies, Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Mad Men, and Glee.
Glee, thank you very much.
Glee.
Beach.
I know.
Glee.
You know, Anne, I hate that show.
You do?
It's just... Yeah, it's
corny.
Yeah.
The singing and the dancing.
And Jay, everyone who comes into the control room goes, Billy Joe, you must watch Glee. I go, no, but Jay does. Like, what's wrong with that picture?
You either love the corniness of it or you don't like the corniness of it.
Do you like it, Anne?
You know, when I'm in a mood that's just kind of like, I don't want to think about anything, it's perfect, but it's not appointment viewing for me, no.
See, I don't like the corniness of Scrubs. I've never liked that show, but I like the corniness here.
Okay, because it's so over-the-top corny.
It very much so.
Now, that's it for that, but I just wanted to tell you, they also gave this really great award last night to Betty White. You know, she just turned 88 years old.
Oh, and she looks fantastic.
Yeah. She does, and it's her Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, she looks fantastic. Speaking of that, you know who I sat down with Friday afternoon?
Who's that?
Heidi Montag's surgeon.
Oh,
really?
She, like, enough already.
Yes, her mother is horrified.
I believe it.
Absolutely horrified, because when she did it, she didn't tell anybody other than Spencer. She didn't tell her friends. She didn't tell her mother. And so the mother, who lives in Colorado, says, I don't understand why my daughter would do this. And she hasn't gone home yet, and it's going to be seen on TV because the reality MTV cameras are following her to go home and to see the reaction from her mother.
I just don't think that's right. What did the surgeon have to say?
Surgeon says she's 23. She can do what she wants.
Yeah.
I said, but 10 surgeries and in one shot? He says, listen, people are too busy today to come in and do one, then book another one, then get put under another time. Better you get put under all in one shot. I said, but the longer you're put under, the more dangerous it is. How long was she under? He said, well, I said, how long was she under? 10 hours. 10 hours? Yeah, but only 7.5, he told me, was actual plastic surgery.
I saw a picture of her all bandaged up like a mummy, and I thought to myself, how could you ever do that to yourself?
Yeah, but look at how she looks now. She doesn't look like a mummy anymore.
Well, she doesn't look like herself either, like at all.
No, she doesn't. And her breasts are huge, but she's not happy with them. They're not big enough.
Double D. They're double D, Anne.
They're double D. No, I thought they were even bigger than that.
Oh.
She wants to go bigger. She wants to go to H for Heidi.
How does the plastic surgeon look up close? Because he looks like he's had a lot of work done,
yes,
too.
He does, too. He looks very good. He's very well-dressed. He even asked me as I was leaving. He had a bunch of ties on the back door, and he said, which are the good ones for TV? So I helped him pick the ones that were best for TV. But they were all beautiful. He's got very good taste. You know, we haven't even said his name, Dr. Frank Ryan.
Dr. Frank Ryan.
Hmm.
Dr. Frank Ryan. He's done a lot. He did Janice Dickinson. He's done a lot of...
Yep. I got to ask, were you there for work, or was it a consultation?
Very funny.
That's personal.
What?
I was doing an AP interview.
Okay.
He was on camera with me.
Sure.
Can I ask you one more thing, Anne? Because I am absolutely crushed. My favorite actor in the whole wide world is Rob Lowe.
Oh, really?
And is this true?
That's your favorite actor in
the whole wide world?
I loved him in the hockey movie, Slapshot.
What decade are you talking about?
Then the West Wing. I was crushed when he left the West Wing to go to this Lions Den or whatever it was. And now he's on Brothers and Sisters and he's leaving?
Yeah, I know. And after Gilles Marini left, I'm thinking, like, they can't leave all these guys. Anyway, he's leaving. Why? Because he wasn't happy with the script. He said, I'm being underutilized. So he went to the producers. He says, can you release me from the contract? They said, okay. So at the end of the season, he leaves. But guess what?
What?
ABC doesn't want to let him go. So they're talking about possibly headlining his own series.
Yeah.
Now, how will he leave the series? He'll probably either have a divorce or a heart attack or whatever, because honestly, his character has become quite dull.
but he's
had a heart attack. There are marriage problems. What more do you want this guy to have?
Know.
He's the greatest actor of our generation. Come on. Chantel is Hollywood. We got to fly. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay, bye.